Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night was the big three draft. On the podium, on the television set last night in FS1, was Kenyon Martin, longtime NBA veteran, obviously a huge part of the big three right now. And he joins us here on the show this morning. Kenyon, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Good to have you here. First off, what was your takeaway from last night's televised Big Three draft? What'd you think?
It was great. It was great. It was a step up from year one. The whole process of the combine and then the draft being live this year, and a lot more talent came out. Guys displayed their skill set in the combine, and it made for an interesting draft. Some surprising picks, but some guys who put the work in that I thought would get picked as well. But it was a great day all around.
Year one, big three, what was your most pleasant surprise? What did you see happen that maybe surprised you, or you just said, okay, that's something that I'm really feeling good about after year one?
No, just the way the fans supported it, just to get the fans in the seats is key, you know, because people are very reluctant to support a new league, you know, because the NBA has been established for so long, you know, and people are reluctant to support anything else. But to see the way the fans came out from week one last year in Brooklyn to all the notoriety and everything that it's gained up to this point, you know, I think that's the biggest thing for me, that the way the fans are accepting us once again in their homes.
Kenyon Martin joins us after the Big Three draft last night. Tickets will go on sale for the upcoming season, year number two, on April the 20th. NBA playoffs, you played in a lot of these, and LeBron James continues to play in them. You had a really long career, but LeBron's career just seems to defy all odds. What do you take away from LeBron now into year number 15 and still playing at an MVP level?
He's one of the all-time greats, and he's letting everybody know that now. Year 15, career highs across the board. Played in 82 games for the first time in his career. I think the rule changes have benefited him in a major way. You know, the lack of contact and the lack of his body being beat up, I think has benefited him to go along with his athleticism and the way that he takes care of his body off the court. You know, I think all that has played a factor, and he's displaying it. He's putting it on display for everybody to realize that he's to be mentioned with the greats of all time. The playoffs should be any different. Just because they're a fourth seed this year doesn't mean anything. They're playing in the East, and I think he has a psychological advantage against those guys out there.
Now, you mentioned the rules changes. You came into the league in 2000. By the time you left in 2015, obviously the rules changes had taken effect and the game had changed. How much was there a difference between the NBA you first entered versus the NBA that you left?
It was night and day. Certain things with the game of basketball that you expect, certain contact, certain play, certain post play, things like that, and they've taken it out of the game all around. It's a lack of physicality all around the board. Every touch is a foul. Every hard foul is a flagrant. But there's no hard fouls anymore, which that's part of basketball. You step in the guy's way and he fall a certain way and it might kick you out of the game. You know, that wasn't the case when I came in, and this whole freedom of movement thing and all, like, I get it, you want the game free-flowing, but I think they take away from all the total aspect of basketball, the way they referee it sometimes.
You know, when you first came into the league, having an enforcer was an important part of being a championship team. Can you have an enforcer anymore in the NBA?
I think it has to be a different way. I don't think you could approach it the way I did, or just say a Charles Oakley, or around my time a Ron Artest, or a Ben Wallace or somebody like that, like Jermaine O'Neal. I think it's different now the way you have to approach it. You can still be that, but I think it's mostly words now. You know, I think it's mostly words. Guys do a good job at chirping, you know, so now I think it's they've taken the play out and what everything just is talked about now. I think the tough guys or the enforcers are the loud ones on the court now, instead of, you know, going to the basket and maybe giving a hard foul or something like that. I think it's talked about rather than action.
Kenyon Martin is our guest here on the show ahead of the NBA playoffs. So did that change during your career? Like, could guys not get away with saying as much trash talk-wise because there was a physical component that you would have to answer to? Was there maybe a different level of trash talk that ended up happening?
Yeah, no, it was different. I was watching for free. No, because at any given moment, somebody can go upside your head when you go into the basket. And they just get kicked out of that one game, and they be back the next game, you know. But now you can't do that. Like, you do that, it's more big fines and all that. So guys have to, like, then guys was careful who they talk to crazy. You know, you watch your mouth on certain guys because you know what they was about. It's not that fear anymore. You know, that fear is not there because they all peers. They all the same age. They follow each other on Instagram, Twitter. They go out to eat together. Everything's a hug. Everybody's hugging before the game. Everybody's hugging after the game. So, yeah, no, I just see, like, everybody's friends, so they watch who they talk to. Then they watch who they talk to a certain way, so nowadays it doesn't matter. You know, but, yeah, you definitely watched your mouth on who you was chirping to in my first 7, 8, 9 years in the league.
Who was the one guy, the one top guy that you said, don't say the wrong thing to that dude because he is going to go psycho?
Me. it's just the honest to God truth, man. Like, and everybody knew it. Like, I just, I'm saying that's what it was with me. I didn't bother no. I didn't start it with nobody, but I played the game of basketball a certain way, but was willing to take it to the next step. If I felt you got disrespectful out there, you know, let's keep the respect here. Let's play basketball hard. Let's compete. But if you take it to the next level, I'm always willing to do that.
It felt like you and Bob Huggins had a common bond in that way. I mean, he's a guy also that speaks his mind, tough guy. If you want to brawl, I'm willing to brawl. Did you feel like you had a kindred spirit in Huggy Bear?
Yeah, man. He was my guy. I tell everybody all the time. Cincinnati was the school, but I went to the University of Bob Huggins. You know, because that was I came out of high school that way, and I brought that to Cincinnati, that mentality, that no lose. Ain't taking no stuff off of anybody, and if you want to knuckle up, we can do that. We can go in a room and brawl it out, and let's get that. But it all started with basketball, and we had the same mentality when it came to basketball. It's just that no-holds-barred mentality, that we're going to go out, we're going to compete at a high level, we're going to play hard each and every possession, and that's what Huggs appreciated about me, and that's what I appreciated about the way he coached the game. So it worked.
Do you ever roll your eyes at Draymond Green because he talks a good game, but in today's NBA, he can't get smacked upside the head like you were talking about in your NBA career?
Yeah, it probably would have been happened. He probably would have had a few fights up to this point. You know, some of the things. He's a Michigan kid. They're hard-nosed. But I just think he's the tough guy of the league now because he's the loudest, you know? He's the loudest out there, and I just think he would have had a few more altercations up to this point had he came in late 90s, early 2000s. You know, he would have had a few more altercations.
Kenyon Martin's part of the Big Three. Last night they had their draft at FS1. That was cool to see for year number two. Tickets for the Big Three go on sale April the 20th. That's coming up. The season tips off June the 22nd in Houston. All games will be broadcast live on Friday nights on FS1 or on Fox. Kenyon, I always love catching up with you, man, and talking basketball. Thanks so much. Good luck with year
no
number
problem.
Two, and hopefully we can talk again, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Kenyon Martin joining us this morning here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.